still got to get our best of year show out the way. But it's
best of year.
There's a lot of stuff to do, though. It's some cool stuff to do. I still want to do Bird Box. I still want to, you know, got some other stuff I would like to do.
Still. Well, we should just do a show where the first half is no news.
Ah.
But the year in review and the last half is the movie.
Look at that. That's why we are a team. We make a good team. Yeah, it's beautiful. So we'll figure that out some kind of way. That's pretty cool.
It's Fans on Patrol time. It's Fans on Patrol time.
Alright, man, back on the scene for episode 223. Not 222, 223. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is a sensitive one herself doing a dynamic duo show, Miss Tifflebat. How are you, Miss Tifflebat?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, shoot. I'm pretty good because we actually got some decent news to talk about this week. There's been announcements all week, so it makes our job so much easier. Even though last week, with that crummy news, I still think it was cool.
It's our desert oasis.
Indeed.
Here.
So today is pretty good. January is popping, and we got a whole bunch of slick news for you. We don't have no smooth today, and so it's just me and Tiff. So get used to it. So
yeah, too bad, everyone.
Right. So we're going to be talking about a little Twilight Zone. That's Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone. Talking about a little bit of that. We're also going to be talking about, of course, we're going to let you have our thoughts on the John Wick 3 trailer, which I was been nervous about for a long time.
Yeah.
Marvel dropped a bomb, you know, didn't know what was going to happen. Bam! Then they dropped a Spider-Man Far From Home. Now, I'm not so sure if this is the exact same trailer that they showed at that con, because I know... there was a trailer that was released at a Comic-Con that they never did show the rest of the world, which they shouldn't, because if you pay your tickets, do, you know,
yeah, let it be special. Yeah, something for the people. Yeah.
For the people. So we're going to do What's Dope this week, man. We got a pretty juicy What's Dope coming up this week, so that's pretty cool. Also, we're going back to Middle West, and this little gym is just heating up and getting more interesting. I recommend this book, y'all. So in the comics, we're going to Middle West. And something unusually done on the show, we're going to take a look at Netflix original, what is it, Black Mirror's Bandersnatch. Black Mirror. I think it's the first Which Way book or Which Way Choose Your Own Adventure on the small screen.
Yes.
So this experiment that they're doing. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to tell you which way we went and how nutty the whole thing got. So saying all that sounds like a pretty good show. Are you ready to roll?
Absolutely.
Let's go. And it feels so good. All right, man, we are back, and I got some news to let some people know. Hey, Tifflebot, you know how we come on the air every week, and we say, hey, get with us, we'll shout you out on the air, blah, 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 let us know how you're feeling. And we don't really get that big of a response. We get stuff here and there, you know, but not, you know, for as many listeners as we have, you would expect that we would get more, 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 you know, and so... I have a confession to make to all the fans out there, and you guys, this should make a lot of sense for a lot of y'all. So I'm going through our website, you know, I'm not busy anymore, and so I got time. I'm starting to get back into the nitty-gritty of Fans on Patrol. And I was checking out our website because I'm making some changes. Those of you who visit the website, you can already see the changes starting to happen. They're minor, but they're going to, you know, keep going. And I went to the mail. And lo and behold, I looked and we had like, what, 2,500 pieces of mail in there? And I'm like, where the hell did this come from? Because I had the mail linked to my, you know, devices for years. And then I said, well, how old is this stuff? I said, well, we must be popular.
It was yesterday.
We had a good show, you know. So we had some recent stuff in there, plenty. But then the mail went all the way back to 2016, and I lost my damn mind. I haven't been notified of that mail from 2016 that went to our website, fans@fansofpatrol.com. And there were plenty of fans. And I want to say I'm sorry, man, because the people been talking to us and we just been ignoring them, man, because, you know, I don't know what to say, you know. So I'm cleaning it up. We're going to try to get back to as many people as we can. And then I'm going to make sure that link is working again and check it manually, because you just can't trust technology, y'all. You know,
you just can't. It's a slippery slope.
And, you know, we're not a multi-million-dollar company with a team of people monitoring the email and pretending like they're us and sending back responses, you know. So I apologize, man. It's been a bunch of y'all. The last person that emailed us was Cliff Kelly. What's up, Cliff? You know, just sending messages telling us he liked the show. There's plenty of people doing that. Now, we had some garbage. We had, like, you know, half of that was garbage, you know, like bots and stuff, but the rest of it was people. And I'm still surprised y'all listening to us, so thank you for sticking around.
We are so sorry. Like, that makes I told Montego that made me really sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he knows I like to respond to the people.
Yeah, so sorry, y'all. So back to the news, but god damn it, I feel bad.
So yeah, but look forward to maybe hearing from us.
Yes. So, and that's gonna be fixed. That's fixed. That's a manual process now. I'm never gonna trust it again. Never ever. I just thought y'all didn't like us and wasn't sending us no messages.
You guys, I swear, we would not have continued to beg you, basically, to send us those things if we had known. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
We want to get back to you. We want to interact with you. That's, like, the best part.
That's crazy. I'm sitting there like, oh, woo! God. Nah, what a pack of losers we are.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Tiffobot, right. you hit the show notes this week.
So the first news story we're going to talk about is the Twilight Zone reboot.
Indeed.
That's coming out. It's going to be on CBS All Access, so a little bit of sister programming for Star Trek Discovery.
Send your money.
Give us your money.
Right. Paid television programming.
Yeah, here's the thing. To be honest, I do like this kind of slow roll that CBS has been doing, where they're like, hey, I mean, you kind of do wish, but it's hard for a company. And I don't mean to, like, say, oh, poor CBS, because they're fine. But, like, to say, hey, we're going to take a big gamble on 100 new pieces of property, because even if they did that, you're not going to be able to watch 100 new shows on, you know what I mean? It's good to have it come out.
Yes.
A little slower.
And when they cancel it all, that'd be a lot of people out of work. So, yeah, I see your point. You know, they taking your time and pulling you in a bit at a time. So
right.
Yeah.
So did you watch the original Twilight Zone?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm an older dude, and so, you know, there weren't much TV when we were little kids, you know. So we all watched the same stuff, you know. And Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits was actually adult television, and then mm-hmm. So of course it was reruns, y'all. I ain't that damn old. it was reruns, right. And I used to watch all the black and white reruns, you know, after I. Probably when I got about 12, and I really, really liked it. And some of them were terrible, and some of them were good. Some of them were lighthearted, and it was the first of its kind with you know, a television show that was a series that never had the same actors or the same story. That was always a standalone story every time. And so I'm worried about this because it's not a phenomenon anymore. You know,
right?
What is it? A Black Mirror has been doing it, you know, for a while. This is nothing new because, you know, they've had Tales from the Crypt and they've had Friday the 13th and they have all these little shows that do these little strange stories, amazing stories, you know. And so it's not that, you know, special anymore. But because you got Jordan Peele involved, who's shown himself at least with one property to be extraordinary, you know, everybody's taking notice. So what about you? Have you ever, you know, experienced these or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. I've watched a lot of the older Twilight Zones. I do enjoy them. There's just something, I love stuff that's subtly creepy.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's not, and there are some, like, flat out creepy Twilight Zones.
Oh, like the hospital with the ugly faces?
Yes.
That was a good one.
But there's some that are just like leave you with this whole I feel unsettled.
Yes. Situation. Yeah, I mean, the stuff was so well written, you know, that, and you have never seen nothing like that before. I remember this guy found a watch that stopped time, and he was like a little weasel. And so he was just getting off on, you know, being able to slap somebody, you know, stop him and slap him. Or then he ended up robbing a bank. And while he was robbing a bank, he broke the clock and he was stuck with everybody frozen. Yeah. It was a pretty good one, you know. So they used to do stuff like that. But what are they going to do? Are they going to, like, you know, redo the old episodes? Are they going to come up with new stuff? Is it going to, you know, are they going to go super gory just to, you know, for shock value? What are they going to do? So I'm interested, you know. So.
Well, I think like Jordan Peele seems to be a big fan of the original series, which is good. I think that's a good place to start, to have like somebody who's really familiar. And I'm not saying that people wouldn't, but like, do you know how sometimes, like, let's say they hire somebody for a project and that person, instead of like having already been a fan or familiar with the property, they're like, well, now I'm going to learn everything I can.
Yeah, and then
about
and it's never good. I mean, they come and it's always missing the mark just by a tad or by a lot. So I agree with you.
So I'm kind of excited to see what they do. And I think like Black Mirror, which is very informed by the Twilight Zone, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could say that that's almost a Twilight Zone reboot itself. I think what they're going to do is the whole idea of Twilight Zone was to tackle these ideas of society, like, in maybe a hyperbolic way.
Social commentary, like, big time. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot different things that we deal with today than they did in the 1950s or 60s. Do you know what I mean? Like, they weren't dealing with, like, for instance, I know that they've done on like, Black Mirror, like, internet dating.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Or, like, you know, just, like, the things that we grapple with today. So I think that there's lots of material there for them, and I'm interested to see where they're going. But yes, I am kind of concerned that there might be a kind of a glut in the market because there is the whole Black Mirror thing, and I don't want people to be like, well, it's just another Black Mirror. But there's also that whole creepy pasta
one
that they do, and that's on like FX or something like that. So like, I just want them to be like, oh, this is whatever. But Jordan Peele's also going to star in it. He's going to be
the host.
Like the host, yes. Mm-hmm.
So he'll come in and he'll do his talking. And what they released three titles, and Rewind, that might be the one I was talking about. Who knows? Nightmare at 3,000 Feet. We know what that one is. That's that Captain Kirk one.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure they should redo that one. But I guess it's people who probably never seen that because the movie came out and redid it, but that was in the 80s. So Wonder Underkind and The Traveler. So whatever that's going to be about. And what do they say? The actors so far are Santa Latin, Adam Scott, Kamala. I don't know. Can't pronounce her
last name. Kumail Nanjiani. That's a man.
Wee. Okay. John Cho, Jacob Tremblay. And I don't know who any of these people are. I was hoping that I started reading
these. Oh, these are like really famous people. Adam Scott's in a lot of TV shows.
I don't know him.
Kumail Nanjiani is a comedian. John Cho is in Star Trek.
I know Stephen Young. Zulu. I know Stephen Young. Yeah, so that's
Stephen Yeun. He's from Walking Dead. Yep.
Yeah, I don't
know. Greg Kinnear. You know who Greg Kinnear is.
Yeah, I like Greg Kinnear. DaWanda Wise. I don't know who that is. And Jessica Williams. Who is she? Anyway.
So it's got promise is all we're going to say. And we will let you know if we watch some and see how we feel.
Oh, yeah. And it's what they're talking about, 10. So 10 episodes is good. Won't get on your nerves. Won't get stale. 24.
Give you some time.
Long episodes, right? Just like the Star Trek was like 9 or 13 episodes. That's the right way to do it. Anyway, what else we got, Tiff?
Now that we've gotten our meat and potatoes out of the way, the stuff that you don't want, let's get to some dessert, which is our John Wick trailer. And of course, another trailer we're going to talk about later is a Spider-Man trailer. But these are our big daddies of the week, I would say. So they released the John Wick 3 trailer.
Yes, and a poster and a pre-trailer.
And a pre-trailer and all the fancy, you know, knobs and buttons and whistles. So what did you think about this trailer?
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to do a one word, sigh.
All right. Sigh?
A sigh of relief is what it...
Okay. I thought you were like...
No, not at all. Okay. One, I'm a huge fan. You know, I pride myself on being immediately taken with it when it first came out, because we always talk about how John Wick 1 was a slow burn. It was out. People weren't, you know, running to it, and it just built and built and built. Like, even you took a while before you saw the first one.
Absolutely, yep, that's true.
And so when I saw it, I've been nervous. I love the first and second movies equally, which is mm-hmm. so rare, you know, especially for me to both movies equally. And the way it ended was a perfect setup for another movie. You know, perfect. But sometimes you bring in different people and things like that, and then you see him taking off at the end of the movie, spoilers, and then, you know, 2 years later, he's living in a cave in, you know, Antarctica, right. And you're like, what are y'all doing, you know? But what's beautiful to me is that it looks like the moments, like, it was getting dark, it was dusk when he was running away, and it looks like it's the same night, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the world looks exactly the way it should be. The tone of this trailer looks like the way it should be. It all fits, and it's one continuous story, so you don't feel fatigued by it. You know, you're like, yes, finish the damn story. Empire Strikes Back, now where's Return of the Jedi? I want to see the end, you know, without it just being another standalone adventure. What kind of hijinks is John Wick getting into this week? Who is he killing? You know?
Right.
So it looks awesome. I'm not going to hog it. I'm gonna let you talk a little bit. What do you think?
I wanted to piggyback off of what you said as far as like the continuous story thing. Mm-hmm. I think the way that most movies that have continuations work best is when, yes, they are a continuous story, but things have changed for the character. So, like in the first story, we see him coming back into the underworld, which he had left.
Right.
And then because of those actions, it changes things for him in the universe in which he lives.
Yes. Yes.
And because of that, it makes the story have more to it. It's not just a story about him reentering the underworld. It's other things.
Yeah, I mean, and the stories are vastly different, even though it's the same story. The first one,
right.
He was out. He was sad. We were sad, you know. And it was his reluctance to get back into the world until, like, the end of the movie where, you know, the famous line, you know, people keep asking me, am I back? I think I'm back, you know. And he was truly realized at the end of the movie that he was back to being John Wick. And then in the second one, you know, it was him being John Wick for real. You know, the whole movie was, you know, I'm past the anger now, but now these people are acting like I can't live my life and be left alone, you know, and so was beautiful. So now he did something to put him out of the world, and now he's trying to escape the world again, and it's just so good, Tiff. Please.
I'm so excited. More. I do, when you watch the trailer, it just looks good. It has the same visual.
Yes.
But also, I will say, so Keanu Reeves is limping because he was hurt in the last movie. And how is it that he is still, like, how can you, okay, I'm always kind of, like, impressed by actors who can, like, consistently, like, act as far as, like, an injury. Because, like, if I was pretending to be sick from work, or I was like, oh, I fell down and now I have a limp and I had to limp at work, I would be like,
switching limps.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't remember, I'm not doing it right, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of always surprised at that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm sure they got a team sitting there. Left leg, John. I mean, Keanu, left leg.
But right, but like, just to make it look real. It looks painful when you watch him.
Oh, yeah. And that's, everything about this series has been that. It has been, I believe everything you're showing me, even though this is a fictitious land, you know, and which is beautiful. And I'm seeing Angelica Houston in this. And Halle Berry bothered me when it was announced that she was in it. She bothered me when she was announced that she was in Kingsman, but I actually liked her a lot in Kingsman. And so she looks actually in place and great in this.
Yeah. And so, the little dogs are wearing their little bulletproof vests.
I saw that.
I was like, oh.
You should. You need some crash dummy helmets now too.
I know. And then they also, like, one of my favorite scenes in this whole trailer is when that guy throws a knife at him and misses, and then he looks up and just grabs the knife and throws it back.
Yes, just poetry and emotion.
Oh, so good. Well, good.
Of course, I love the motorcycle scene with the swords. That just looks so music. Cool. And the music. Oh, yeah. It's... I'm looking forward.
You guys, we could literally gush about this all day.
Can I have it now? Can I have it now?
It's coming really soon, right? It was like March or something.
Oh, I thought it was summertime. I
swear to God, it was like I remember looking at the release date and being like, What?
Yeah, it's never been a summer movie, which I hope they wouldn't start, because I think the original came in the fall, the first one. And so, yeah, don't crowd it with a bunch of other stuff and have, you know, put it in that wheelhouse. Parabellum, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm really
May 17th. I'm sorry. So it is.
It's a summer movie.
Summer movie.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I know. It'd be like up there with Avengers and all that kind of mess. I'm gonna apologize right now. I don't know why I have the stutters today. we started over a few times, and I'm having just terrible time today. Anyway, so what else you got for us, Tifflebutt?
So the big daddy, I think the thing that most people have been talking about this week is the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
Now let's break this down, Tifflebutt.
All right.
You know, Spidey was at the end of, you know, Avengers, and Spidey disappeared for, you know, sorry for the spoilers. If you haven't seen it, shame on you. But he disappeared, man. Pete was gone, you know.
Turns into dust.
Like with half the other people. And so you brought up a good point. I just assumed that they just spoiled the hell out of Avengers Endgame, you know, and right. Just said, well, he's back, so you know he gonna make it. And he came back. But is it after Avengers Endgame?
No, or is it before? It's in the past.
You think this is before Avengers?
I think it's right after his first movie and right before the Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Or I mean, right before Avengers.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
You know, that would be a safe place for this movie to be, but I don't know if it would. I don't know the stakes. You of course, Spidey's gonna make it, but you know,
right?
And other characters would make it because Infinity War. But I guess if you did that, you would give Infinity War greater gravitas. You know, as far as what's gonna happen. You know, at the end,
right?
Because
we don't want to know.
Yeah, and you don't know how long this sweetheart deal is going to last between Sony and Marvel and Disney, you know, that they're going to share these properties. You know, I hope it goes on forever, but you just never know. You know, contract negotiations could kill Spidey off. You know what I'm saying? You just never know what would have happened.
Sad, because he's definitely the best Spider-Man we've had, I think.
Yes, I will agree. I think, you know, I used to love Tobey Maguire as the best Peter Parker, you know, but this kid, hands down, both roles. He's the greatest, and I will fight anybody.
He's young, you know what I mean.
And he's supposed to be young. He's right. Always supposed Spider-Man to be young.
He's a, you know, he's kind of a, you know, goofy kid, and like, okay, well, here's the thing. My favorite Spider-Man movie of all time now is Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
So it's kind of unfair because it's not the same necessarily thing, but like, I feel like we're entering into Spider-Man's like a new vision for him. Do you know what I mean? Like he's got a new whole rebirth going on.
Hey Tiff, do you remember, and I'm going to say this now, all the damn people clowning, oh, we don't want another Spider-Man movie, tiny Spider-Man, it can go away, nobody cares. Now look at it. Look at it. Everything is Spider-Man, damn it. Anyway,
maybe they should say that about every movie, because people get like, it's kind of like when you're at work and someone's like, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do this thing, and they're like, well, it's gonna come out crappy either way, and you're like, fuck,
right,
you. Right. And then you make the greatest presentation of all time or whatever.
So we got hot Aunt May, you know, and so I kind of don't like that they spoiled the ending of how he was gonna either try to get out of being Spider-Man, or, you know, with the little last little scene with she saw that he took off and she said, what the F, and they, you know, they switched the scene. So they didn't let that be a thing. I was wondering, like, was he going to lie his way out of it? You know, whatever, you know, but so she knows, and Happy seems like he's got the hots for
and he's uncomfortable with that.
And I don't blame him. I really like the little scene where he's looking at both of them as they like flirting and stuff. And so then the MJ romance is blossoming. So the big surprise, Tifflebot, is Nick Fury, man. Another Marvel character. Nick Fury in this movie. I was very surprised.
I gasped.
I hope you're not spoiling this whole goddamn thing for me, man. You know, it looks great. I don't think I need to see another thing. Nothing. Also, How do you like your boy? Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he's fine.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to have to see him a lot more. But I like the suit, man. It looked just like the cartoon without the bubble on the head. It looks.
But then later he has the bubble on.
Oh, I didn't see the bubble. And I didn't see it a few times.
Yeah, when he's flying around, you can see the bubble.
Oh, there is a big bubble on his head.
It's fine.
I'm wondering if there was a multiple villains. I wonder if that's Hydro Man because, you know, Mysterio is supposed to be all fake. Everything he does is an illusion. He's not a magician or nothing like that. You know, I mean, he's a magician, right. A real magician, you know, sleight of hand type of person, not a real live like Doctor Strange magic and stuff. So,
well, I like it when they're talking about him at the end and they're like, oh, he's like Thor and
best line.
Iron Man. And then I love it when he's like, oh, hey, dickweed, or whatever he says to him. He gives him that thumbs up.
Calls him a dickwad, you know? You know, they took a gamble with that Flash Thompson, that version of Flash Thompson, but I think it was the right move, you know, because how many times you going to see a big bully whomping on somebody? So it's pretty good.
Right. I
like it. I like that guy as Flash Thompson. He just played himself, sitting there just giving him all them accolades. And dude's right next to him, and you hate his guts.
I do think the thing about this, I like how they make Peter Parker, you know, I do think that sometimes they don't always get that relatable situation where, like, I don't necessarily want to be a superhero all the time. I want to be able to go on a vacation with my friends. I want to be able to be a teenage kid. And then that dichotomy between his desire to help people but his desire to have that real life, you know?
Yeah.
This is a nice way to get that into focus. Like, he's going on a trip. He doesn't bring a suit. And then, of course, he gets another suit.
Yeah, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is in, and they showed a little stealth suit. And it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. And I like all you. The trailer shows many of the actors that's in the previous movie. It's a great, beautiful thing. You're doing it right, Marvel and Sony. You're doing it right, damn it. So I don't have anything else to say about Spider-Man except for give it to me now.
Yeah, you know? these trailers are both really good. And just like Montego said, I'm normally not feel like I have to go dark person because I'm fine. But actually, I feel like these two trailers were just satisfying enough for me to be like, I know I want to see them. I'm ready to see them. I don't need to know anything else.
I don't need trailer number two and the final pre-release trailer number three. I don't need those two more. You know, it's always three. So keep it to your damn self.
Keep it to yourself.
Indeed.
So now it's time, everyone's favorite, social media time.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not ready. Let me not say Jesus.
I'm ready. Do you want me to do it?
Please do, ma'am.
Woohoo! For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. Montego is updating it. And as you heard from the beginning of our show, we are responding to emails now. So please do get it to us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. It may take us a while because we're cleaning that situation up, but we do appreciate it. And we appreciate everyone who has reached out in the past. Of course, you can get to us on social medias at Fans on Patrol on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's not going to be hidden because it's run by someone who wouldn't put a message hidden in a thingy. So we're good.
Yeah.
At Fans on Patrol. And then also, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, maybe?
Maybe.
Spotify, iTunes. Well, that's just Apple Podcasts. And then how's the Pandora going?
It always takes a while. I mean, it was submitted, so it'll come one day, and it'll just pop up.
So it'd be a surprise.
Yes, indeed. iHeart and Pandora.
But we recommend Spotify, right?
Because it's easy. To the highest, man. I mean, it just integrates so easy. So damn easy. I mean, some of the other ones give you some problems sometimes and stuff. And sometimes when I'm working them, I'm like, man, if I'm a fan, I would really have to like our butt to... they're fooling around with this damn thing. So,
well, what I like the most about Spotify is that if you, let's say you're taking a long car trip and you saved three of our episodes, it'll automatically play the next one when you're done. You don't have to like worry about smashing into the back of another car while you're looking for the next episode.
Yeah, so drive safely.
Don't look at your phone while you're driving. Pull into that Conoco, get some gas, and switch to the next episode of Fans on Patrol.
You damn right. So I think that's gonna do it for the social media. It's break time,
that's
man.
It. It's break time.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back with what's dope, man. It's starting to snow. That big old storm is supposed to be coming here, so we'll see how that works out too. We'll be right back. All right, man, we're back, and it's time for what's dope. If you never heard the show before, this section, we don't do it that often. What's dope is a thing that we do, that we try to find something that's dope in the world and bring it to the show for all the people to get involved in, and or at least check it out. We've had flying cars and speeder bikes and video games and TV shows and off-the-cuff trailers. You never know what comes in with what's dope. Tiff, what's dope in the world?
So my what's dope, very first one, is the Resident Evil 2 remake trailer that they released. Remake demo.
Right.
They released.
Now, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because we talked before the show. I had a feeling that the what's dope we were going to do was going to clash, and that was one of mine too. So let's talk about it.
So it's a 30-minute one-shot demo, which is an interesting concept, which means you can play 30 minutes of the game or until you reach the end point of the trailer.
Yes.
Of the little demo.
Yes.
So if you've ever played Resident Evil 2 original, this is a complete revamp of it, but they've made some changes to it as well. So it's first of all, it's gorgeous. Oh. It looks like real people almost.
Indeed it does. And all the old screens is right back with it.
And I will say that because of the timing for Resident Evil 2, you couldn't have it look like this.
Yeah, no way.
Original.
Hell no.
But the gore of this game is intense.
Yeah, it was kind of out of control.
There's a part where he pulls that guy out from underneath the closing, garage-style door. And his guts are there. I was like, that is gross.
Pretty damn scary, Tiff. Scariest game in history for me was the original Resident Evil 2. If you listen to the show, you know that. Scared the hell out of me. Had me screaming like a woman, playing it back in the day. Me and my best friend. Screaming like women. My wife came out like, y'all screaming like women. I was like, I'm sorry. But this has to be number two, and it's only a damn demo. Pretty scary.
It is scary. I think it's because everything, just the lighting in this game.
Oh, it was creepy.
Is intense.
Oh, it was creepy. Oh, it was super creepy.
You can't see anything. The stuff is around every corner. The liquor, when that crawls across the window, I nearly shit my pants. So it's just, it's the intensity of a modern horror game with the memory of Resident Evil 2.
Oh, it's creepy. And it's different enough just to keep you on your toes. Excellent, excellent demo. Hopefully the game is, if it's one third this, it'd be great.
And it's coming out really soon, the end of the month.
Oh, it's that soon?
Yeah, I thought it was weird that they released that demo so close.
Oh, I thought it would be about a year before this thing came out.
No, it's really soon.
Oh, wow. So, well, this would be on the list, right? Shoot. You got to get this one. So I didn't even know that you were able to play this, because the demo was available on Xbox. And so I said, ah, ha, ha, look what we got. And then it's on everything. I don't know if it comes on the Wii. Does it come on
it's only PS4 and Xbox.
I guess it might be too mature for Nintendo. But the other Resident Evils came out.
They have had Resident Evils but I don't think this one is. Okay. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it could be.
Okay, so this is a keeper. Certainly was dope, Tiff. That's for sure.
Right. So Mike played two, because we have an Xbox and a PS4. So he played it through twice.
Oh, ho. She got an Xbox and a PS4.
So,
hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I didn't know you had an Xbox.
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, shoot. We got the exchange. You don't play.
We don't do online gaming. Because you have to pay for that.
Oh, well, you can't do nothing with an Xbox without online gaming.
I know. Just play the games that we have for the,
Man. So I think I got a couple little quick little dopes.
All right.
Well, the one thing that was dope is that, Dan Aykroyd had been running around talking about they were going to do, the Ghostbusters reboot. And, I was mildly interested, but didn't have any excitement about it. And then they announced this week that Reichman's son is going to be the director. And he strangely looks just like his daddy. That's, the young version. The kid's going to know what he's going to look like when he get older. But that is his father. But they did a little teaser trailer that was pretty damn creepy. And I thought that was dope. If anybody's seen it, it was on our Facebook page. It was just like an old garage, and they had the little Ghostbusters beginning music playing. And, you know, went inside, and the Ecto-1 was covered up in a tarp. And it was pretty damn creepy. But, Tiff, I got super excited from that. I was like, okay, I'm in, you know. So, just from that little teaser. So, I just think that's dope. And they're bringing everybody back. Well, you know, of course the one guy is not with us anymore. But, you know, even Ernie Hudson. And I know from back in the day, there was a lot of friction with them and Ernie Hudson. Because they was playing Ernie Hudson and not including him as a Ghostbuster. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was excited about that, too. I thought that was dope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's big news.
Yeah, I thought it was dope. And because when they said it, it sounded like something, you know how they say stuff, and then it may show up 2 years from now or go away, you know. Because we covered the original story on the show, and we were like, well, we don't know when this thing is going to happen, but they produced a little trailer really quickly, got people on board really fast, so I think it's dope. Yeah, you got anything else?
Yeah, so lately we've been, Mike has had some, he loves to watch like video game Let's Plays, and also, but mostly other people are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Recently we found one that we both kind of like, which is Mandalore Gaming, and it's a guy who kind of like does in-depth reviews of these older, because he goes really in-depth on this stuff, just like knows about mythology of it and like the history, and it's really cool. So that's on YouTube, and it's a what's dope for me, because it's nice when it's something that you can both enjoy.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So that's in the world of dope. I don't think we don't got any more dope stuff to talk about, huh?
Nope, everything else is lame.
Okay, the world sucks, especially the snow is starting to come down.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so that's going to do it, man. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back with In the Comics with our beautiful little Jim Middle West. So we'll be right back. All right, man. We are back, and it's time for In the Comics. This is our section where we talk about a comic. We've been sticking with a few books and trying to go on a journey with them and see how they develop, because we all know that comic stories just don't happen in one book. So, Tiffabot, what do we got? It's your week.
So, it is Middle West. It is the third issue of the book we've been following.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you haven't listened before, the story is by Scotty Young, art is by Jorge Corona, and the color is by Jean-Francois Ballou. I guess is how you'd say that name.
That's your cousin. Go ahead.
My French cousin. So, in this episode, I guess this issue, we see them going on their little journey. They're just starting off. They're heading to see this woman who they think can help him get healed.
Abel and the Fox.
Yep. So then about halfway through that, we switch over and we see what happened in the aftermath of his father turning into that monster tornado.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm glad he did that.
Yeah, that he has destroyed his town, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it wrecked devastation. The people don't know that it was him.
No.
That did that. They're worried about him because he looks really sick. And then he collapses and they take him to the hospital. Now, this was surprising to me because we've discussed the time period in this book. It's kind of it's an alternate reality, obviously.
Right.
But they also have like modern technology because he went to a hospital.
Yes. And some of the technology is hyper modern, you know, like we still don't know what those bubblegum machines are, but go ahead.
And they're everywhere. They're even in the hospital.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
So he finds out that people died, and you guys, he gives no shits.
No, he don't care.
Abel's dad does not give a fuck.
He is an asshole, a butt naked asshole. That's for sure.
Yes. And so he's like, I need to find Abel. And he did say that he was sorry, but we are still not 100% sure. And it looks like something we found out in this is that thing on his Abel and his father share, that chest, it looks like the doctor called it an infection.
And it wasn't a tattoo, which right. I thought, you know, it was the whole time.
Which, if you have ever, if you know a little bit about infections, they do sometimes spread out in your skin like that, in your veins.
Yes, that's true.
And look really gross and weird. So like, that's an interesting point to this story. So he goes out after Abel. And then we go back to Abel, and they are fighting a bridge troll. So we find out in this episode that not only do animals and stuff talk, there's also some mythological beings.
Yeah, and it's like straight back to Billy Goat Gruff with this thing.
Right. And that was really interesting, and it was well. And the thing about this comic that I will say is that it was really well done because I didn't feel like slapped in the face by this sudden appearance of the troll. I wasn't surprised by it. You know what I mean? I was, but I wasn't like, oh, that doesn't make any sense.
I was actually like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, you're like, oh, rad. And the drawings are still friggin' beautiful.
Yep, they sure are. As long with and the then, colors.
Yep, and they get to the end, and they have arrived where they're gonna meet the marvelous mystic mind of Magdalena. But she's in like maybe a circus.
Yeah.
And that's where we leave off. So we don't know what's going to happen next. But every time I sit down to read this book, I am always afraid this is going to be the one
falls apart.
I hate. Yes. Right. And I have not been disappointed yet. Everything is still trucking along beautifully.
Well, miracles do happen, Tiffelbot. Remember Batman the White Knight? We just waited for it to fall apart, and it never did. You know, it just kept giving until it was over, you know? So this book is worth all your bits, kids. I mean, you really should get this one. It's nice, especially, you know, if you want to read something completely different. And we're in book, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, 3, book 3.
And you really don't. It's strange for me because you really still don't know what the hell is going on, but it doesn't matter. They're doing such a good job with it that I'm not having a stroke about it. You know, it's not like I'm like, oh God, what, I wish they'd get to the point. No, they're revealing things at a nice pace. And I will add that the father went on a quest to find Abel, seemingly out of concern.
Yes.
Which, you know, it wasn't like, I'm going to get that little bastard. You know, he was like he was really concerned, but he's still such a angry dude, you know. So
I wonder if he's past that, some of that anger infection. He's more concerned and less angry because he gave some of that to Abel.
He absolutely did give it to him, and I wonder if he's really a butthole, or is it all this infection, right, that he has. He might be a cool dude that just happened to stumble into something one day, you know.
Right.
Ooh,
I agree.
What if it's the personality or something that the dead mama had? Ooh. It'd be interesting.
See, we're full of suppositions. We're full of what happens. So I'd highly recommend this book if you haven't picked it up already.
Absolutely. I dug the troll. Whole troll sequence was great.
Billy Goat Gruff. I could read a book just about that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I hope I won't spoil that. But anyway, great choice, Tiff, and highly recommend for me.
Me too. And it's Middle West, in case anyone's curious. You won't find it on Comixology if you put a space. It's all one word, Middle West.
Yes, you're right. That's a good point too, because it didn't come up for me at first, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, really irritating.
Yeah. All right, man. So that's going to do it for the comics, man. We're going to take our final break, and we are going to come back with Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch for Netflix. Is it really Netflix?
Yes,
Black Mirror
is made specifically for Netflix.
It's made, yeah, this one is, but I don't know if Black Mirror was specifically made for Netflix.
Not at first, but I think maybe it is now.
It is now, yeah. Okay, y'all, we'll be right back with Bandersnatch. Gotta say it like that. Tired and torn, we fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. All right, man. So this is it. This was a choice Tiffelbot brought to our attention, and we decided to go this way because this is something that none of us have dealt with before. So Tiffelbot, when you was a young Tiffelbot, did you used to like the Which Way books, the Choose Your Own Way books? Yeah, me too.
I loved them.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I would read them today if I could find some that were the old ones, because they still make them.
Yeah,
want the old, like, you're in a castle, you fell into a pit.
yeah. You were my favorite one when I was this secret agent, of course, and it was the best one, but it was the worst one because I continued to make choices to get me killed.
You know? Yeah, but you keep your finger in the last
choice. Of course
choice.
You do. You cheat.
You go back. You cheat. You're a child. You cheat. You're like, you died. You're like, bullshit, I died. I'm going back. I'm going to pick up that ring that I saw.
Right. The shark ate you. Oh, shit. You know, and you knew it because you would flip the page and it was like only a half a page. You were like, oh, no, my journey's over. I made the wrong choice. This is bullshit. So that's what this is, y'all. Black Mirror Bandersnatch 2018. Now, this is a very British show, y'all. Fionn Whitehead, Craig Parkinson, Alice Lowe, and the biggest star, I think, in this whole thing was Will Putler?
Sure, yes.
I mean, I've seen him in plenty of stuff. Nobody else in this I've really seen anywhere else. I don't know if you have.
No, I haven't. I mean, I might have seen them in other British television shows because I do watch a lot of British TV, but not that I remember.
Yes. So this is a which way book for your Netflix thing. And I'm going to tell you, Tiffelbot, the concept of this thing, immediately, as soon as I made my first choice, I felt glee and joy. It was very satisfying. Very, yes, it was extremely, well, no, the second choice. Because the first choice, I guess, is when you had to choose a cereal.
Which cereal did you choose?
I chose the Frosty Flakes, the Frosties.
I chose the Sugar Puffs, and I will say that I have a list of things.
Of choices?
I have a list of the things that most people chose the Frosties, the Frosted Flakes.
Well, I like Frosted Flakes. So.
Well, here's the thing. I chose the Sugar Puffs because I knew that most people chose the Frosted Flakes before I watched this.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck everyone, which is a stupid reason to make a choice. But I'm not sure how much that affects the outcome of your...
See, I was wondering. I was like, is it going to give you a sugar rush or are you going to be out of sorts? So just real quick, a synopsis, guys. So in 1984, a young programmer, real young, begins to question reality as he works to adapt a fantasy novel into a video game. So he is the definition of social awkward. I mean, like the old adage of what a computer nerd would be, very antisocial, no friends, just... preoccupied with his own head. Is only a father involved. It's obviously missing a mom, and there's great tension between these two characters. That's right from the beginning, and the father is extremely trying to reach out to his son the entire time, trying to connect with him. But this kid is probably on the spectrum somewhere and could not be reached no kind of way. So.
And he takes medicine. I will say that he takes medicine.
Ah, and to a point. So, anyway, so the first choice was the Frosties or the Sugar Puffs. So the next choice that comes up, he gets on a bus. So he's taking his video game. He's actually creating. He's using this huge, huge book that was a choose your own adventure book, and he's making it into a video game. Great idea. Future of gaming. That's what happened. And so then he goes and he's going to this video game company that was supposed to be like a baby Microsoft. You know, back in the 80s, video game companies were shit. They weren't a big deal. You know, they were just a place to work. They were up and coming. And the second choice was the music on the bus because he put his headphones on. And it sounds kind of stupid.
Yeah, what did you listen to?
I would listen to the Thompson Twins because I like the Thompson Twins.
I sure did.
Hold me now. Oh, yeah, I love the Thompson Twins, man. So I chose, and I started to go back and see because I didn't even know what that other group was. I was like, oh, no, it was a Now
tape.
It was like
a Now. So that's what I call music type of thing.
It could have been anything. You know?
Right.
And I didn't even know Now music was even around back then. I don't remember seeing those cassette tapes. It was, let me bring this up real quick. We talked about Bumblebee last week and how the 80s was slammed into your face, you know, 6 Ways from Sunday, which was pretty much one of the few things that I disliked about the movie. In this movie, the 80s was so subtly done, and it was perfect the way the 80s was into this story because it just happened to be in the 80s, and they didn't destroy you with, you know, 80s, and they did such a good job with the look, you know. Not that I know what 80s Britain looks like, you know, but I remember seeing all the videos because you know, the British invasion was happening with the music and all that stuff, and so of course we were privy to a lot of, you know, the culture. Anyway, moving on. So he goes to the video game place and he meets his video game idol, and that's played by Will, am I saying his name right, Putler? Poulter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Poulter.
Well, this kid has been around for a while. So he's playing Colin. And
he looks the perfect part.
Except his, with his age, because I know he's so young. I'm like, is he... He act like an old man is all I was about to say. He act like he was around like it was like he was playing like a 50, like 9-year-old dude, you know? And I was like, but he was perfect. Smoking that cigarette, looking all crazy, talking out the side of his mouth, very unassuming. And so the next choice is to be made, and that's the not to accept a deal or to accept a deal. Now, I have to be honest with you, Tiflebot. I did a little cheating on this one.
Okay.
Because I made the choice to accept the deal, and immediately when I made it, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And then like it was like it kept going, and I was trying to stop it, you know, so I ended up stopping the whole thing and starting back. So I didn't see what happened. Because I didn't want to make that choice, you know, because you only
had... I accepted the deal.
You did. I did not accept the deal. So what happened when you accepted the deal? Probably the same thing.
So if you accept the deal, it makes you go through... You try to you make the game with them. It gets reviewed by a video game reviewer, and this all happens really quickly. Mm-hmm. You get reviewed by a video game reviewer that says your game is shit, 0 out of 5 stars.
That's it.
Then you say to yourself, "I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna fix this." And you go back in time.
Oh, they do a little thing where they show the choices you made and stuff.
But he says, yeah. But he said, and that happens from, I guessing, a couple different choice paths, and will make you go back in time. But he's kind of like he can control time, and it's weird. So he goes back in time, and I have to live my day over. Well, not again. Like I don't make the same choices. It fast forwards through all my choices until I get to that part, and then I tell him I won't do it. I'll do it myself.
Now that happened a couple times for me, but not right then. So I said I did it myself, and then that was a bad mistake because this dude was—he needs supervision because he was just losing his goddamn mind up in that house.
He
went bananas. He had a deadline. Well, go ahead.
Well, you know that the guy who Steven whatever who wrote this book Bandersnatch was what the game's made off of. This guy's obsessed with the book. Apparently, this man has murdered his wife. You find that out right away when you decide to not accept the job offer.
Yeah, because that's what the thing. You know, the guy murdered his, went bonkers and murdered his wife. And it was like, uh-oh. I was like, I know where this is going.
Right. So when you're watching it, the whole time you're watching him descend into madness, you get very scared that he's going to murder his dad.
Yes, and then the hand cramps that he was getting. I had no idea what that was until later. That was him fighting the urge of you participating. So anyway... I chose to do that, and then it was time for the game to come out, and he needed another day. So that was cool, and then his father took him to the thing, so you had a choice of throwing a tee on the floor or cussing the dad out. I cussed the dad out. And then he was taking him to the lady. I decided to go follow Colin. That was a goddamn mistake.
Yes, I did that too, and that shit got fucked. Weird.
Yeah, it did.
Did you take the acid?
I took the acid.
I did too.
And then
I wonder if we ended up having the same ending.
Well, the guy was like, "Who's gonna jump?" And so I said I was gonna jump because I said it. I said I was gonna jump because okay. I figured there was no way in the world. I just started watching this. It's got to be the right choice. They're not gonna kill the main character. They killed the main character. And then it went back in time and started you over. And I didn't even go with Colin. I was like, I ain't going that way. I'm going the other way.
I said you jump.
Oh, yeah. So he
no, I said Colin jumped.
So Colin jumped.
And he dies.
And he dies. Well, he was absent from the rest of the thing, so I assume that's what happened, that he died.
Right. But the thing is, you see his dead body.
Oh,
And it's really gross.
Uh-oh.
It's not super gross because you see it from really far up. But then I'm like, okay, he's dead. And then you travel back in time like you did before, like you said.
Uh-huh.
But I don't get to make any choices. I have to go to the therapist. I go back in time.
When I killed myself, I had to go to the therapist. You couldn't go do it again. Because I was wondering if I didn't take the acid, what it would, you know, had led to that.
Right. So you go to the therapist.
Yeah. And next thing you know, they're fighting in there. Started kung fu fighting.
Same. Kung fu fighting.
Right. So it's like really bad, and everybody's like beating the heck out of each other. And, you know, the dad comes in, and I guess it's all in his head, you know. It's getting weird now. It's getting
weird.
Did
you get the part where, and I can't remember now if this happens before this or after this. No, it happens before this. That you tell it, you tell him that you're Netflix.
Yeah, I did pick Netflix at first, but they make you go redo that again too. And he's like, "What's Netflix?" And then it was kind of cool because
that was cool
because it was like it's a streaming service, and I'm like, nobody would know what the hell streaming service means, you know? And
yeah,
so just trying to explain what Netflix was, you know, they kept giving you choices. I was like, yeah, nobody would ever understand what the hell Netflix was 20 years ago. You couldn't explain it. You wouldn't be able to explain it. Only thing you'd be able to say is,
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand. So it makes him feel even more crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like,
he's going crazy. And, you know, I think all this started because you got a choice no choice. Spit the pills in a trash can or spit them in a toilet. And I was like, oh, he's off his meds. He's not taking his meds.
So did you spit him in the toilet?
I spit him in a trash can.
Did anyone find him?
No.
See, I thought I spit mine in the toilet, and I thought, okay, if you spit him in the toilet,
nobody will find him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the dad, they revealed that the dad was being a jerk one day and took the little boy's toy rabbit, and the mother, he was looking for it. The mother was hanging around with him, gets on a train, the later train that she would have gotten on, and got derailed, and he hated the father because of that, because the mom died in the train thing, and he blamed the dad. He blamed himself for it. But then with the Netflix stuff started, and after, because the Netflix choice was the wrong one, and they took me back through and then showed that symbol. And I knew that symbol was the right one, but I saw Netflix. I said, ooh. And so then they're closely relating it to that book at that point. You know, and you seeing them gory pictures and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this dude is about to kill everybody. You know, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to be a part of this tiffle-bot. I don't want to be a part of murder. So what's some other choices that came after that?
In the end of mine, it just turns out that I'm an actor.
What?
After he fights the therapist, you reveal that he's on a movie set and that his dad is a fellow actor.
Oh, no, no, no. So for mine, oh, this is pretty good. So for mine, he was part of a harmful experiment. He was a little kid that wasn't his father, that wasn't his mother. They were stand-ins, and they staged that whole thing to help him for him to descend in madness, so they can like analyze it and stuff like that. So he was just a guinea pig, and he was he killed the dad. He was going to kill a therapist. He called her up, said, "I'm coming to kill her too." And he ended up, I think he ended up doing something. I can't remember what he did, how it ended it.
Wow. But one of the sets of choices that I know, because I think I almost got this one, you can go back in time and get on the train with your mother and you both die.
Hold up. That was my ending with the little boy and your mama, and you was going to your death together. So this is interesting, man. This is interesting.
And there's even other endings than that.
I talked to my daughter, and her ending was he killed his dad, and the police came, and he went to jail. I did not know that you could really have some different endings.
There's like ones where I'll just say one other one because I want people to be surprised. But honestly, you should not have listened to this if you haven't already watched the movie.
Yeah, because it's only an hour and a half too, y'all. So you can watch that and you can compare and see what happened with your choices and stuff like that.
Jeez. Like, there's one where there's tons of other options that neither one of us got.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, I would like to see, this should have been a roundtable discussion with more people. I want to see different endings, man.
I kind of want to watch it again to see what I get this time, knowing what I know.
It's like a video game. You deliberately, purposely go to asshole route or go to angel route and see what happens. Yeah. But here's the thing with this thing. There really wasn't a good route and bad routes. I mean, evil routes to go. The choices seemed mundane at the time that you were like making them. Like they didn't seem like they were, the stakes were that high, was what I want to say. But then they apparently end up changing everything.
Right.
Pretty good, Netflix.
Yeah, that was awesome. I had a lot of fun watching it. I will say that when I first tried to watch it on my TV, you cannot, unless you have a very new smart TV. We have a smart TV, but it wouldn't work. We had to watch it on the TV from a PlayStation.
Oh, Yeah, I watched it on my television. Just use the remote to click, click, click. And the pressure, though, the pressure of making those choices.
Which one?
I know. You had 10 seconds. I'm like, damn it.
Did you ever not make a choice?
No, I got close one at one time.
I wonder what happens if you don't make choices.
I think it'll just make it for you.
I wonder. And I wonder if that changes the outcome.
Your show would be 10 minutes long. So pretty good, Tiff.
Yeah, it was interesting. This is like, I'm not sure if you could ever have more shows like this.
You could.
But it's really fun. It's a great way to spend an hour and 20 minutes. It's not very long.
I think you could, Tiffobot, because I think that's the whole theme. You know, these are choose your own adventure stories, you know, and people will be, because it's not relaxing. You can't sit there and like relax and watch. It's like playing a game, you know, because that's what I felt like. I was, you know, and I'm going to tell you something, what else was cool, because I was watching it on my TV and then I switched to my Xbox when I had, you know, restarted that one thing, just because the controller was in my lap and it vibrated mm-hmm. every time I was to make a choice. So that was even cooler, you know. I was like, "Oh, that's cool." So I liked it, Tiffobot.
Yeah, it's cool, you guys.
Yes, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Especially, I think it would have been more fun if I would have sat there with somebody. You know,
what I'm saying? I sat that with Mike, and he did not want to do it. He wasn't interested. So I made all the choices myself.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you had some friends over, and it was like three or four of you guys, y'all hollering out the direction to go and stuff. You know, majority wins.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In 10 seconds, majority wins in 10 seconds. Let's do it. You know. So I think that's gonna do it for the show this week, man. Pretty good show. Pretty good choice to do this week. And I check this one out, y'all. I think any fans of this show would get into this. Bandersnatch
Bandersnatch.
Netflix, Black Mirror. Next week, man, I think we're gonna do the Breaking Glass movie. What is that? Is that the name of it? Glass?
Glass.
Yeah, I'm not hearing good things about it, though. So
Woo-hoo!
So we'll see. We'll you know, sometimes I can find a ray of sunshine even in a donkey's butthole. So. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm not hearing great things about the movie, but I'm going to check it out. And I think I'm going to watch Split this week, too, so everything can make some sense for me. Anyway, man, that's going to do it for Fanso Patrol. We came here to do the damn thing, and we got it done. And let's see, maybe next week we'll get Smooth on the show. I don't know, because this is his week to be on here, so he might not. So maybe we can see if we can dig up our good buddy Liza and get her on the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, I'm the host of Fanjo Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is a sensitive one herself, Miss Tiffobot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And that's it. I was about to do his closing, but I'm not going to do it. And so, and I guess until next week, man, we will be on patrol.